child sexual abuse survivors, and some Catholic Church leaders say they're relieved that Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson has resigned. The 67-year-old is the most senior Catholic in the world to be convicted of failing to report allegations of child sexual abuse, but he'd resisted resigning until now. Catherine Gregory reports.
Child sexual abuse survivor Peter Gogarty is glad Archbishop Philip Wilson has resigned, but says it should have happened much earlier.
I can't help thinking that he's only resigned now because he's come under enormous pressure from child abuse survivors, fellow bishops.
Peter Gogarty is one of several people who was abused as a child by paedophile priest Jim Fletcher in the Hunter region during the 1970s. Philip Wilson was convicted earlier this month of concealing this abuse.
It does provide vindication for child abuse survivors. Personally, I think it's vindication for years of saying that people in the Catholic Church knew what was going on, not just with Jim Fletcher, but with other priests.
The Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference President, Mark Coleridge, said in a statement that Archbishop Wilson's resignation aims to bring some comfort to those who were abused by Jim Fletcher. But Peter Gogarty says it's not enough.
If he is genuine in wanting to provide relief to child abuse survivors, what he needs to do now is accept his conviction.
Shortly after the news broke, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull released a statement saying Archbishop Wilson's resignation belatedly recognises the many calls, including his own, for him to resign. It underscores just how intense the pressure has been on Philip Wilson to stand down. Paul Collins, a Catholic historian, commentator and former priest, makes a similar point.
I'm relieved both for Archbishop Wilson and for the Catholic Church. I think his position had become increasingly untenable.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation, and Paul Collins says that reflects a shift in the leadership of the Catholic Church.
From the Pope down, the whole question of sexual abuse and the whole question of the position of priests and clericalism within the Catholic Church is now being taken much more seriously. I think what had to happen for Pope Francis to come to realise this was to see it in his own culture.
He believes there could have even been pressure from Rome on Archbishop Wilson to stand down. Father Frank Brennan is the CEO of Catholic Social Services Australia. While also relieved by news of the resignation, he's not convinced it signals the beginning of any major reform to the hierarchy or workings of the Catholic Church.
I think it's a question about the mode of governance and the public accountability for that. Under the Code of Canon Law of the Catholic Church, it's up to bishops themselves to decide whether or not they will propose their resignation. And what we saw in the case of Archbishop Wilson was that quite a number of other Australian bishops had clearly indicated to him that they thought he should resign, but that basically it was a matter between him and the Holy See or the Vatican. But I would think now there will be greater public accountability in relation to those sorts of decisions.
Father Frank Brennan, the CEO of Catholic Social Services Australia, ending Catherine Gregory's report.